Live event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com, September the 19th, 2019. It is the kickoff coffee for the 95th annual East-West Shrine Bowl, January the 18th at Tropicana Field. This morning's event took place at the Courtyard Marriott in downtown St. Petersburg. The first speaker is Jim Nieder.
We started here this game back in 2011 with basically nothing, no network, no fans, no anything, and we averaged probably about 18,000 fans a year here. Joe started the NFL, you know, the game broadcast network, and we've come a long way. Thanks to people like you, our local sponsors that have made this happen. It's all about community effort and trying to make this game as successful as it possibly can be. It's owned by the Shriners Children's Hospitals, so it's as good a charity as you'll ever find. So that's a big upside for the game. So I'd just like to say a couple words, make a couple introductions, and then we're going to have our picture taken for the program. So that's why we passed along this sheet here, so everybody's name will be in the program along with your Social Security and everything else. So yeah, that'll be printed in there, and our group photo. So I appreciate that. We'll somehow get this whole group in the photo. Maybe we'll have to take two photos. I don't know. But once again, welcome. What I'd like you to leave with is this. This is one of our ticket packages, and this is how we survive. Everything about the game is in here, from the practice schedule all to what we're doing, the charity, and everything about the game. And also the visit to the Children's Hospital, which is the Sunday before the game. All the local sponsors are invited to that. And there's a lot of perks for being a sponsor. So if you have any questions, if you could contact me, see me, I'll give you my card. We can meet later whenever you feel like it. But I'd like for everybody to please take one of these or two and hand it out to people that might be interested. Once again, that's how we survive this. So I would like to introduce the new director of the East-West game. He took over for Harold Richardson this year. He's doing a fantastic job, and it's really great it's a great help for the community to have such a wonderful person. Bob Roller, welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Joe. Thanks, everybody. What a great crowd. I saw last year's picture, and you've doubled it already, and so we'll work on that. We do want to get you in and out to hear about our game a little bit, but mostly to go ahead and I know you've got to get on to work. But a few things real quickly. Last week with the NFL, we announced a name change. Very minor, but we became the East-West Shrine Bowl. And the reason for that is we're hoping to become involved with the Football Bowl Association and all of the 44 bowls that are played right now. And we would be the only all-star game that would be a part of that organization. So the name change, while it does make a little more sense that it's in bowl season, that we'd be the East-West Shrine Bowl, our logos will change. We have some giveaways for people today. We do not have enough, but it's first come, first serve. And it's the last bit of information that has East-West Shrine game on it. And so we're doing a lot of things differently. What I've learned is that the game is great. You all make the crowd show, but we've not done a lot to make it kid-friendly. We've not done a lot for people. Once you get to an all-star game after a few quarters, it's harder to pay attention as much, frankly, because there's less collegial feeling to the game. So we're going to put a kid zone into the outfield of the Trop, and we're going to let everyone come in early, families bring their children. It's going to be a fun zone, age-appropriate, different things to do. But I think they'll get on the field, they'll be out of the way of the stadium, and then those of you that have bought these VIP packages, your packages are much more VIP, that you'll be on the game football field when you come down, but these people will be out in what's now left field of the Trop. So that's new. We're going to have a big overnight cookout of barbecue the night before that teams have already signed up for. We've got 18 teams come, and so they will be cooking all night in the Tropicana parking lot. And so for the tailgate, in North Carolina, they call it a pig picking. And so I don't know what we'll call it here, but it'll be one of those teams will be selected and chosen as well. So quite a bit of new things going on. The game is at 3 o'clock on the 18th. It's on the NFL Network, nationally televised. We've got NFL coaches that are doing both teams. The NFL chooses all of the assistant coaches who are aspiring to be head coaches, so they will coach the game. We'll have eight legends come down, names like Mark Brunell, Willie McGinnis, Aeneas Williams. They're going to assign legends to come all week to work with the young men that are on a job interview. They're here all week on a job interview, and the scouts are here and things of that nature. So it's really a great week, and a lot of people don't understand. We've got 63 of the guys who played in last year's game still alive on NFL rosters after all the cuts. So last year we had 108 come, 98 made a team in the summer. Then 30 of those were cut in the past few weeks, but 60 of the 108 made the 53-man roster or the practice squad. So we're very proud of that. Thankfully, the mayor has supported us for so long here and has come again today to lend his support from the city. It is the St. Pete event in the Tropicana, and we definitely would like to hear from Mayor Kreisman. Please, come on.
So I don't have my back to anybody here.
Grab the phone.
I'll hold it for you.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it is really wonderful to see you all here. And this is like double the size of last year's, which is really impressive. From a city perspective, this game is really important. Obviously, we love the fact that we're being broadcast now on the NFL Network, that we've got radio that's heard around the country talking about St. Pete. And people are coming to visit us from all over the country to come to this game. But what I love so much about the game isn't just what happens on the field. It's as much about what happens off the field. And this game is really all about, and the work that you all do and the support that you provide in sponsorships and in ticket sales is really about the kids. And to us, that's what St. Pete is about. It's about the future, and it's about the kids in our community. And kids in general, and that's what this game is about. It's about supporting the kids at Shriners. It's about providing dollars that help them get the medical care that they need that oftentimes they just can't afford. And it's about the relationships that are built between the players and these kids when these players go to the hospital and they visit with these kids. And if you've ever seen the video and you haven't been moved, then that means you don't have a pulse. Because the impact that these players make on the kids, but equally important, the impact that the kids have on the players is life-changing. And to me, that's what I love so much about this game and why I'm so proud to have it here in St. Petersburg. So on behalf of the city, thank you. Because Bob can't do his job. The game doesn't happen without support from folks like you. And so continue supporting this, sell tickets, provide sponsorships, get other people involved in the game. It'll be incredibly rewarding to you, not just professionally, but personally and emotionally. And so as I always love to say on behalf of the 270,000, it's hard to believe we can say that now, residents of this city, thank you. Because what you do has an impact and helps the sun to shine on us here in St. Pete. So thank you all so much.
Mayor Rick Kreisman speaking at the East-West Shrine Bowl kickoff coffee this morning at the Courtyard Marriott in downtown St. Petersburg. The 95th annual East-West Shrine Bowl is January the 18th. Once again, RadioSt.Pete.com will originate the national broadcast network across the country on SB Nation Radio, some 150 stations coast to coast, and on Sirius XM's NFL Radio, Channel 88. Our broadcast time on January 18th from the Trop will be at 2:15 Eastern Time. The kickoff is at 3:09. Hope you will join Patrick Keenis, Brian Jordan, Derek Rackley, Rick Berkey, and Robert Bwan, along with Joe Bordeaux, in the booth at Tropicana Field and on the field for the 95th annual East-West Shrine Bowl. Here on the East-West Shrine Bowl Radio Network and RadioSt.Pete.com.